Module 9, Project Risk Management. Proper risk management enables the project manager to maintain control of the project rather than being controlled by it. It allows the project to be completed in a manner that is effective and efficient, as well as lessen stress on the project manager and team. Definition: a risk management plan is very important because it considers the potential for risks during a project and what to do to mitigate damages. It helps reduce some of the stress associated with unexpected events and helps save time and money. One thing to keep in mind is that risk management is not just about avoiding negative events. It's about increasing the likelihood of positive events taking place. Processes. Risk management starts with creating a plan for risk management and ends with monitoring risks. Below are all of the processes included in this phase of project management. Plan risk management. Identify risks. Perform qualitative risk analysis, a short list of risks that have been identified. Not all of the items on this list will be sent through the risk response process. After further analysis, it may be determined that some of these items do not require such, depending on the probability of this risk manifesting, as well as the impact it may have. Perform quantitative risk analysis, a numeric method of determining the likelihood and impact of risks, including how it could affect the objective of the process. Plan risk responses. Implement risk responses. Monitor risks. Specific steps. When creating a risk management plan, there are many components that are crucial to the plan. Below is not an exhaustive list. Number 1, the methodology section that outlines how risk management will be performed for the project. Number 2, the role section that outlines the duties for which each individual is responsible. Number 3, the cost section that outlines the budget designed for the risk management process. Number 4, the time section that outlines when to implement risk management. Number 5, the category section that outlines the various categories of risk, i.e., external, internal, technical, and unforeseeable. Number 6, the report section that outlines the types of risk management reports, if applicable, that will be drafted. Number 7, the audit section that outlines the auditing process for risk, as well as the method for documenting risk management activities. Examples. As previously stated, the first process of risk management is creating the plan. Part of the plan is categorizing risk. Risk categories. External. This category refers to items such as regulatory items and market shifts. Internal. This category refers to items such as project scope changes, inadequate planning, and human resources. Technical. This category refers to technology modifications. Unforeseeable. This category refers to items that are unanticipated. Case study. Greg and Nathan are discussing the project risk management area before starting the project. Greg stated that he understands the overall goal, but he's not quite sure of all the aspects that must be included. Nathan gives a brief breakdown of these processes as: plan risk management, identify risks, perform qualitative risk analysis, perform quantitative risk analysis, plan risk responses, implement risk responses, monitor risks.